Hello, today is February 24th, 2024, and today we have the Wheel of Fortune. We can't do much better than draw the Great Wheel of Fortune in the upright, number 10 of the Major Arcana. 1 plus 0 is 1, of course, 10 being the completion of one cycle, and 1 the beginning of a new one. The card is associated with the astrological sign of Sagittarius, considered one of the luckiest, if not the luckiest, sign of the zodiac, smiled upon by the ruler of the sign and considered to be the luckiest planet in the sky, jolly Jupiter. In the four corners of this esoteric card, rich with symbols and mysteries and one of the deepest dives of the deck, are four symbols. The Rider-Waite-Smith card serves it all up, pagan, Egyptian, Old and New Testament imagery. It's all connected and all here on this card, the Wheel of Fortune, representing the Wheel of the Zodiac itself, into which our personal life map is laid out in the pattern of the stars at the time of our birth. Four, a stable number, and we can perhaps say these fixed signs, all winged, an angel, a bull, a lion, and a griffin sort of creature, are each reading their own copy of the Akashic Records, perhaps, the cosmic records of everything that has ever been and ever will be. The wheel never stops turning. This is a unique moment in space when all planets are direct, that is, in forward motion until April 1st, none in retrograde, when they seem to be moving backwards, until April 1st, when the most well-known retrograde period, Mercury, deliverer of communications and sender of signals, can wreak havoc with emails, electronics, and even our words, will go retrograde, so let's take advantage of this fortuitous window. So luck seems to be on our side while the wheel is turning in our favor, but it may not be for long. It may be a good time to take a look at where Jupiter is in your own chart, the house of career, perhaps, or health, or romance. But good luck may not be worth much if we're not prepared for it. A lucky break may happen for us, but are we ready or up to it? Think of an understudy in the world of theater, who didn't get the lead role but will be the one to step in should the lead player fall ill. All is going well, the play sells out every night, then the star of the show eats some bad sushi at lunch and has been in the bathroom hung over the toilet ever since. But the show must go on, and this is your lucky break. But you haven't been diligent about keeping the dialogue fresh in your memory. You've gained 10 pounds, and the wardrobe doesn't fit. The wheel turns, and the stars may never align in our favor like this again. This is destiny, nothing more, nothing less. It is also said that we make our own luck. There are several articles and theories on the interwebs on making your own luck and creating your own opportunities. So good luck